This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, and producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace and our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales. We have a new sponsor just joined the show, Liquid Shield RV Roofing, and the Belleville Meat Market, Allied, and Angler U. All right, looking at weather Galveston right now, 67 degrees down on the island, and whatever that little weather thing was that come through, it's going to be a start out with a northwest wind this morning, and they'll shift over to the east this afternoon at 10 to 15. Plentiful sunshine with a high of 78. And then for tonight, clear skies, low around 65. North winds 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, sunny skies, high of 76. East southeast winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. So looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have four of them. We have a high coming up at 4:38 a.m. It's a 1.4. Then a low at 10:51 a.m. an 0.8. A high of 4:04 p.m. 1.2. And then a low tonight at 10:31 p.m. It's an 0.4. 6:57 a.m. is sunrise. 7:43 p.m. sunset. Our moon phase is 95%. We're almost up on that full moon. And looking at current conditions, the buoy offshore in Galveston showing a southwest wind out there at 13 to 16, 70-degree water, 69 air. Looks like Galveston Channel is southwest at 3 with water temp of 72. Eagle Point, 72-degree water, 64 on the air temp, 90 northwest wind at 3 to 5, and Morgan's Point is southwest at 6 to 7, so not much wind to speak of this morning, which is good. All right, well, let's get started off with a hammer this morning over in the Tri-Bay area, see what he's up to. Morning, Mr. Hammer. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm here, buddy. I'm here.
You got the light winds. You were right about that.
Yep,
we're sure. Nice.
Very nice.
Two miles an hour.
Oh, you're somewhere puffing down there at the pass.
It's ripping on it.
It is ripping.
It started looking good earlier in the week. I think Tuesday was about the best day. And then after that, next couple of days, we got south wind picked up and kind of sanded it up. But I don't know. Just one day you look out there and you see the green gulf. The next day it's brown and all messed up. But the winds were really lighter this week, so it gave everything a chance to clean up a little bit. Now, it depends on, like you said, some kind of a north wind or something's going to blow today.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that. I missed that one.
Yeah.
It's been a rattlesnake roundup for me. I've killed two rattlesnakes within 3 days down here.
They're on the move.
Monday, Monday, I was under the garage, and I had my fry pot and my stand, the stand for the fry pot. It goes in a box. Well, I was going to put that stand back in that box, and I went over and picked it up off the ground, the box, and, man, it scared the daylights out of me. Little old thing that wasn't 21 inches long. But
doesn't matter.
Still. Man, did it surprise me.
You get hit by that. It's not good.
So I cut his head off. I skinned him. I stretched him out on a little board, salted him down, was going to tan the hide, put him in a garage, went over there the next morning, and went out there the next morning, and the dang rats had got in there and chewed the rattler off of that little bitty.
Either that or a possum. Possums like eating snakes.
Something. They only had about 4.5 little buttons on it,
Yeah.
Just a small little rattler. So, and that was on Monday. And then Wednesday, we were walking, my neighbor came by, and then my wife and I and the dog, we walked with our neighbor up to the beach, which is just a little bit, about a quarter mile. Anyway, going up there was fine, and coming back, my dog just stopped, and I turned around, and I said, come on, what's wrong? And she was just looking at the side of the road, sniffing. And on the corner of my eye, I seen this brown pile, and it looked, it's doggy stuff. So I said, come on. And when I did, she wouldn't go. And I turned back and looked again, and it was a little, she must have startled that snake or got too close in the grass to it, and it coiled all up. And she wasn't going another step till we seen where it was. So that was the second one I killed this week. They're small. This one was about the same thing. This one only had 3.5 little bitty buttons on it. Perfect Western Diamondback. When I tell people about that, they go, you mean I've been dragging that kayak across those marsh grasses? I never even thought about those snakes.
Yeah, because people don't realize the snakes that are down there, off the beachfront and through all that salt marsh and everything. They're bad, man.
They are, and through the years, the two largest that I killed were, one was 5 foot and one was a little over 5 foot. But still, that is a big old rattlesnake, man. And the little ones, anyway, I don't want any dogs or anybody getting bit by one of those son of a guns.
No, people that take their kids to the beach, don't let them play in them dunes back there, I'm telling you.
The first thing they do is start throwing frisbees and flying kites, and next thing you know, you'll see them running off towards your dunes, not even thinking about it. You know what I mean? And anyway, they're coming out. They're hungry. They're trying to get their eyesight. The bull tides here a couple of weeks ago displaced them, and you know what I mean. And pushed them up here closer to the highway, and that's what it is. And two in 1 week is a record for me. Last year, I'd never even seen a snake. So, but anyway, even though they're little, they can still do the damage. So a dead one's the best one for me, especially on rattlesnakes. We're getting ready this weekend. We're going to have our fundraiser for the volunteer fire department, and the EMS are having a crawfish boil down here. So, I may have my first opportunity to eat some crawfish. I haven't even ate any this year. Season's probably about over.
Yeah, I've only eaten them a couple of times.
Man, I haven't, and I'm ready to. So we're going to do that Saturday. It's always a good little fundraiser, and everybody comes out and do what they can for the community. But, bait camps, I couldn't believe my eyeballs yesterday. I seen the yellow flag flying at one of them.
Broker flag, huh?
already. Oh my gosh, give them a break. Oh,
I know, I know some guys have been fishing with croakers for a month now.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Well, they're bad at them. I mean, that's
early bird
that's
gets a worm.
Oh, I know, I know. I'm gonna send you a picture of a fish that was caught in our area this week on Tuesday night, and you'll see. It's a beautiful, beautiful fish. Really reliable information source. A buddy of mine that owns some property, and he had some guys down, and they fished during the night, and that was when the water. The winds were real light on Tuesday, southeast, and coming from the right direction. The beach cleaned up, and the inland, the bays started looking good. And it just seems like Wednesday and Thursday it started getting a little more south in it, and then everything started getting sandy again. But it's doable. You can find some streaks of green water on the beachfront. It's really, with the light winds this morning, somebody ought to be able to get out there and get them. The way it is right now. I mean, it's calm. Like I said, this is about as calm as I've seen my little weather machine. 2 miles an hour, it's unheard of. You know, when we've been getting it from 30 and 40 miles an hour from every direction.
Yeah, we have had some winds. And I think we will for a while. You know, it's that time of year we're going to pull them. I mean, as long as these fronts keep kind of slipping down here and you're sucking that southerly flow towards them and then and to swing around and get a couple of days in there anyway.
Right.
Nice, you know, nice, calm seas.
Well,
you talk about those rattlesnakes down there. I remember when I was a kid at our beach house at Bay Harbor, on Sundays we'd be packing up, get ready to come back home, and we're all loading the car. My dad's out there pushing the push mower around the house, you know, just mowing up. He did that every Sunday before we'd leave, and he was yelling at me, waving at me to come over there, and I ran over there, and he had this big mimosa tree on the side of the house, big, beautiful mimosa, and there was a big old rattlesnake laying by the trunk of it up there. So I ran up in the cabin and got a 410. I put one shell in it and come running down there. I don't know. I was probably 8 or 10 years old and handed it to him, and he missed it. I can't believe he missed it. It's coiled up and ready to go, and he shot right over the top of it. And he said, "You didn't bring another shell?" I said, "No. How do you miss a snake with a shotgun?" So he just took that running lawnmower and just run it up on top of that snake and end up breaking the keyway on the shaft, you know. Had a shear off, but he got the snake. And I remember those rattles and those buttons hung on the wall in there for a long time. It was a big snake, man. It was big around as your forearm. It was 5.5-6 feet long. It was a giant.
There's some big ones down here.
There is.
Well, I remember after a flood one time, we were out in the bay, and all of a sudden, here coming straight towards a boat is about a 4-foot rattlesnake.
Yeah, he wanted and out of that water, man.
You know, with the vision.
He said, "Look, an island, a floating island. I can get out of the water."
That's exactly what he thought it was. It was some kind of an island or something. And that, I had to take my paddle and whack at that son of a gun to get him out of there. But, he swam. They're swimmers, and they don't like it either. They're mad when they gotta swim. They'd much rather be on dry ground, dude. So anyway, now we've had them swim right up to the boat, and people go, "Well, rattlesnake swims?" And shoot, yeah, they do, man.
Yeah,
they man. We get all kind of stuff. We get hogs over here on the island, and they swim across from the refuge, Brazoria National Wildlife Refuge over there. There's so many of them, and then they swim right across the intercoastal canal and come over and feed on these little islands over here by
Not
Christmas.
For food, man.
Yeah, and then they just swim on back over to where all their family is, I guess. But no, if you're coming down in this area, bait camps are holding bait, and you won't have any problem getting some live shrimp and stuff. I've already checked it out.
Right.
I've seen flags flying, so everything else ought to be good. Ought to be a nice weekend for everybody.
Well, they deserve a break.
Everybody does. Yes,
everybody,
sir.
Everybody needs a good, pretty weekend. Get out there and burn some gas, catch a few fish. Hey, man, let's roll. All right, Glenn.
I'm ready.
Well, hey, somebody wants
to
call you about the Tri-Bay area. Give them a number so they can get a hold of you, man.
Yes, sir. They can always reach me at 713-208-0683, man. I hope y'all have a great day, Captain Mickey.
We're going to do it, Glenn. You too. See you, man.
You got it. Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, anglers, are you ready to hook into something big? It's time for the Matagorda Slam Fishing Tournament. That's happening Friday, April the 25th, right in Matagorda, Texas. They're kicking things off Thursday night on the 24th. Join us for the captain's meeting and Calcutta dinner at Rusty Hook Ranch, along with Rudy's barbecue, cold drinks, and a chance to get in on the action before the lines even hit the water. Then it's game on. Safe light launch Friday morning. Weigh in from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Matagorda Harbor. Bring your A game, your best team, and your lucky rods. Entry fees just $400 per team. And the best part, your entry includes an all-you-can-eat crawfish dinner on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off. Proceeds benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. They're helping get more kids on the water and into the great outdoors. Spots are filling fast, so register today, matagordaslam.com. That's matagordaslam.com, and get ready to slam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 418 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Fayette County Reservoir and check in with our good friend Bob Green, see what he's up to. Bob, good morning. What's up?
Well, good morning. We're up, that's for sure.
Yes, sir.
Fixing to head out here in just a minute. Tell you what, yesterday, about the time I got halfway there, it was foggy. So I didn't expect that fog yesterday morning. I don't think I saw any this morning, but I didn't yesterday till I got nearly to the Round Top Road.
Yeah.
Just wait and see if it is or not. A little warmer.
That's one good sign. When you got fog, you don't have much wind.
That's right. But actually, I think they missed their wind forecast yesterday because it was saying 3, 3, 3 for the first 3 hours, and I don't think so.
No.
But yesterday I backed the boat off. It cranked up. Remember I told you about last week? It was goofing up and surging.
Right. But
you were right about the hose. That hose was I guess flexing on the inside of it and shutting up and down and all that
right,
stuff.
You get to running higher RPMs and it'll suck that plastic liner that's inside that gray hose. It'll suck it together and starve your engine for fuel. And then
when you stop and you start over again, it does it until it hits certain RPMs.
Right.
Well, we got that fixed, and then when I backed it off the trailer yesterday, I'm thinking, hey, this thing's idling a little rough. And then it went into that high rail deal. Come to find out, I sent my guy home because I was no way I was going to go out there because you couldn't, when it went into high rev, you can't yet turn the engine off.
No.
And then it did it two or three times. So here we go. We're trying to put it back. I'm there trying to put it back on the trailer using the trolling motor. And thank goodness it was still backed in deep. So it made it easier. I run it up, got it back on the trailer, and had it back over to the place. Well, maybe it, that increased pressure, the fuel rail was leaking.
Mm-hmm.
One bank of it was. So ran it back, got that fixed up right quick, and I find out this morning.
Isn't it? It's always.
Yeah. You know, and we keep good maintenance on that boat all the time. I don't know if the pressure made it do what it did yesterday or not, but
yeah, it's probably probably an O-ring leaking, you know.
Yeah, I put a new one on it and got it cinched up. So we'll see. Anyway, and then the day before yesterday, it was running terrific, and then I guess maybe just the pressure on it.
It's hard. It's hard to say. This junk we have to run, this garbage for fuel that we have to run through these outboards or any of our vehicles, and it's just you got to just constantly use fuel additive. It's just like in my diesel truck. I mean, every time I fill up, I put fuel conditioner and lubricant in there, something to keep the injectors clean and keep that pump lubricated because you know, the diesel fuel we're having to run these days, if you go without it, you lose a pump, then you're talking $12,000, $15,000 in repairs because they've got to completely redo the entire fuel system. I mean, it's a nightmare.
Yeah. Well, I finally started using stuff in the truck because every once in a while they'd come up and say something.
Fuel great again?
Yeah.
You know?
You would hope so.
I mean,
that's probably on the agenda.
I hope it is.
It's just like the gas, just regular gasoline. I put additive in everything from the lawnmowers to anything I use.
Oh, yeah.
Gas. And even the side-by-side and stuff like that, started using that stuff in it. But,
fuel is garbage.
I got a rat that decided he was going to homesteading in my side-by-side.
Oh, boy.
And I thought he was gone, and then we had it serviced, and Kubota guy was out here, and he said, well, your rat's still in there. he, when he started blowing it out with the hose, he said, it came out, and he was standing down there by the tire, but I wasn't fast enough to step on him. And then yesterday afternoon, we went to the neighbor's take a lawnmower over to her, and I raised that dadgum seat back up, and he was in that same spot, and was chewing on some rat poison that I put in there. So, but he still outran me again. That sucker.
He ain't gonna run long after he chewed on some.
Yeah, I hope he's done. I hope.
Hey, that's bad deal, man. They get in there and chew them wires up. It's bad news.
That's what he did. He chewed the wire to the gas gauge.
Yeah.
And then the guy fixed it up, and I've had them get in my truck out there, and there was 1 year there that they ate all of that felt stuff off of the top of those two batteries. It was just a rag when they got through with it. So I don't know if I finally got rid of them or not. Yeah. Out in the garage, I got this little thing that blinks and is supposed to put out some kind of a noise. It
My
keeps
dad
them out
used
of the
to
boat.
Use those. He had them all over his house and in his shop and everything. He said they work.
I don't know if they work. I don't know. I've only had one knock on wood. I'm not even going to say it. Yeah, one rat problem was there, and that was it. Now I'll probably
well, I
go
brought
out there
one
now
back from South Texas deer hunting 1 year, and that was my old silver truck I used to have. And man, I got in there one morning. I noticed there was like some tortilla chips or something on the passenger side floor mat, all gnawed up. I'm going, where did that even come from? I don't even eat tortilla chips. Well, I popped the hood, and I could see from the dust under the hood, I could see these footprints. I said, I got a rat. So then I started seeing, you know, rat turds and all that on the floorboard. And so it took me a month to get rid of this rat. I used one of those sticky traps. And he was so big that he drug it up under the passenger side front seat and got out of it somehow. So I fixed him up with some rat poison. I put that in the back floorboard, a little chunk of that, on one of the floor mats, and I got in there one morning, and all of it was gone, and I never saw him again.
And hopefully he went off somewhere else and died.
Thank God I got him before he chewed my truck up, man.
They'll do it, just so happened that guy had the stuff to fix it and wire it back up, so I'm working again anyway. But yeah, they'll do a lot of damage. Yeah, one of them got in the boat one time in the rod box. He chewed handles off of reels. He chewed. He didn't really mess with the wire, but just anything to chew on.
Well, insulation in these products now, you know, like our wiring insulation has vegetable oil in it, and it tastes good to them. They go straight to them wires, man.
Yeah, I want him to go somewhere else. He's fat, and he looks like a big old fat hamster is what he looks like.
Well,
he's a shorter tail than they normally have.
You better get his butt.
Yeah, I'm going to try. Oh, well. Well, the water temperature actually dropped during these little cool snaps and these morning cools, and then warms up in the afternoon. But it was 75, 70, even bumping 76. And yesterday or the day before, it was back down to 72. And, boy, they are pumping water in this lake. It's already slapping on the above hitting the very edge of the dock right now.
Oh, cool.
Actually up on the wood. So I don't know if that's affecting or not, because I tell you what, it's been tough on me. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I'm not the only one that's here that the bite's off, and there's not as many fish shallow. A lot of people just having to go find a deep spot and set on it and wait and just wait for them to start biting. But, I mean, we're catching double-digit numbers of shad, you know, on bare hooks. I mean, those fish have got to be around close. But you may catch five or six fish, and then that's it, you know.
Right.
But the shad's there, but the fish are not really hitting the shad like they would normally do, you know, just busting the surface, stuff like that, so. I'm going to go out and hit it again this morning, but it's just
those
way off.
Those pictures you sent me the other day, those were some nice fish y'all caught.
Yeah, the fish you're catching are solid fish.
Right.
But some of them look like they have eggs, and some of them look like they've already did it. But if you go back to the first 3 weeks of March, you know, we were getting those numbers of fish and size and mixes between male and female.
You're in the post then at third blues.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what it was like. But, you know, we're my opinion, we're nowhere through with the spawn.
Oh, no. You know, they don't all do it at once, but, I mean, probably no. The majority have.
So, I'm telling everybody, look, just have some patience. It'll get started or improve or something like that. But, you know, when you've got people that are used to catching that many fish this time of year, yeah, it's hard to tell them, well, it's going to be one of them years, or it is, you know, it's doing it to us right now. So, but the rattle traps have been working, but the grass is, you know, the grass is getting up now where that trout fails out pretty quick.
Right.
So go to the chatterbait. Well, we've been switching to the smaller underspin. I mean, it's a little underspin. I only got about a 2.5-inch trailer on it. And I mean, working it slow, where you just barely work it through the grass and just barely move it and even hop it every once in a while and then let it kind of fall.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And it's, you know, we got into one pocket the other day. Yeah, you may have a stretch that's 20 yards long that's holding fish. And you may work a whole bank and not get a bite. So I just tell them right now, it's hit and miss.
Got to grind to get them, brother. All right, Bob, I got to run. If somebody wants to call you about coming up to Fayette County and hooking on to some bass, how they get a hold of you, man?
Just 281-460-9200. Just give us a holler. We'll get it set up.
Bring some rat bait. All right, man.
Just bring some rat sacks. Yeah. Free rat.
Right.
Talk to you later.
Bye. See you, Bob. Later, man.
Okay.
All right. You know, with potential tariffs, now's the time to protect your investment. Keep your RV in top shape with LiquiShield RV Roofing Restoration. If your roof is damaged, call Mike, 281-831-7832. LiquiShield restores your RV's roof. It prevents future damage. It extends its life and boosts its value. They come to you. The job's usually done just in one day, and it's backed by a 30-year warranty. Book your appointment today. Call 281-831-7832. That's 281-831-7832. LiquiShield RV Roofing. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:36. Let's head down Matagorda Way and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander. Hey, Tommy boy, what's up, man?
Man, what's up, Mickey?
Not a lot, brother.
I don't know. What about the wind? Is it up?
It's down this morning. I'm not going to elaborate any more on it. More I talk about it, the more it comes up. So we're just going to live with it. It's nice now. So.
Yeah, it was supposed to be nice. It was supposed to be calm, you know. That water, it's been weird. That water is not cleared up all week very good.
My water looked terrible this week up my way.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, after that southerly and then that norther, you know, dropping the tides 2 or 3 feet like it did.
Yeah.
And when it came back so strong, it just, man.
Man, And, you know, the water temp was cool. I figured it wouldn't.
Yes.
I just figured it wouldn't have got that muddy being that cool. You know that?
Exactly.
It got muddy like the water was 85 degrees or something.
I know.
You know?
That's what I was saying to my buddies. We were fishing. I'm going, I can't believe this water didn't clean up any better than this.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool water. It should have cleaned up quicker or just not even got that muddy in the first place.
Right. Oh, I got a question for you from a listener.
Yes.
He texted me yesterday and wanted me to ask you. He said back by Bird Island, on the east side of it, there's 3 barges back there with tracos on them. Do you know what they're doing back there?
Yes.
What that's all about?
Yeah, they're trying to preserve Bird Island what I heard. They're going to put like a rock, what do you call it, all the way around it or around
both of it. Put a big berm around it?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
They're going to dump a bunch of rock in there.
Okay.
It's going to be like an erosion protection program is what I've heard. You know, apparently, I guess we're losing Bird Island, you know.
Well, we got plenty of spoil for them over here we can send your way. Pump it in there.
Yeah.
Get you a lot of silt in Matagorda Bay. And that's probably the problem that I'm seeing over here is up my way. There's just so much dredging projects going on. And
yeah.
The bay's shrinking every day, man.
Well, I don't know the exact, I don't want to lie to him about exactly what it's going to look like or be like, but I've heard that it's going to, it's for protecting Bird Island, and it's going to be like a, like a rock, you know, a little, like a jetty or barrier around it, is what I was told. I know they brought those barges in through the Gulf Cut. That's how they got them in there.
Right.
They came through the Gulf Cut and then went down the middle of the bay.
Yeah.
But when they came through the Gulf Cut, it's shallow. You know, it's pretty shallow in the Gulf Cut. But they came through, and then they got one of them stuck. One of the barges or something got stuck. So they had to pull it out. When they did, it pushed up a big, like a, just a big hump of silt and mud. And it made like a shallow spot. And when you're coming out the Gulf Cut now, if you're going from the intercoastal into the bay, on the right-hand side of it, there's a bunch of white pipes. They put all kinds of pipes out there. There's a bunch of white pipes, but there's a little, there's like a shallow hump right there. If you hang to the right, like I've done forever, I mean, I go all over it, but if you hang to the right, there's like a shallow spot. I was coming in one day, and I hit it. I mean, I hit bottom, and I was like, what in the world? And then I heard somebody else said that they hit bottom right there, and then I'd heard that there was a, that's what had happened. They had like blew a bunch of, made a shallow hump right there. So
yeah, them tugs, their wheel wash pushing up, you know, digging out in one spot and pushing it up in another.
Yeah, but I heard they were supposed to fix it, I guess. I'm not sure, but I know there's a whole lot of poles, and I don't know what they did, but they put these like bamboo, bunch of bamboo poles out there, and I'm not sure what those were for. But there's, don't let people freak out. I mean, if you're going out there, they don't really mean anything. You can drive all the way around those bamboo poles and nothing there. I don't know what they're for, but
right.
But yeah, they that's how they got them out there. And I'm curious to see what it's going to look like when they're done with that project over there. But I don't know how shallow the water they're going to put the rocks in. I don't know anything about it. That's just what I've heard is going to happen. I guess we're losing Bird Island or something, you know, to erosion.
Well, I wish they'd have done something up my way before we've lost everything. Well, I don't have anything left. Any
just
above our structure.
I never heard anything about this until it was going. Like, I didn't know they were even going to do it, and then all of a sudden, boom, barges and things showed up, and that's what I heard.
Yeah.
So,
well, how's fishing, man? You been doing okay fishing?
Yeah, I mean, the water's just, like I said, it's been muddy all week, you know?
Right.
There's still fish out. There's definitely fish in East Bay, no doubt about it. East Bay has got fish. We've got them. You know, it's just got to get the right conditions. And but, you, I mean, there was still fish caught yesterday, you know, out there, and fish caught in West Bay, too. I know I heard some reports of West Bay had a pretty good day yesterday. But I just couldn't understand how it just wasn't clearing up. And it had that summertime mud looking to it, you know?
Yeah.
That's the way it looked up my way. Yeah.
Wednesday.
Like when it blows southwest in the middle of the summer, that's what it looked like.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. It was really weird. And it wasn't blowing. It was calm. But muddy. Just a weird deal. There was a couple little patches of clear, but not, it wasn't a lot to it. As soon as it clears completely off, it's going to be, I mean, it's going to go off really good. It should be lights out. The bass fishing is pretty good too. That whole deal, I mean, it's still, fishing's still on the Tuesday night deals, and We've got a Conroe weekend tournament coming up here in, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Something like that. The last tournament of the regular season before the championship in about 2 weeks. And then I fished the Tuesday nighter this weekend on Conroe. I took my daughter, actually, my youngest daughter. She had never fished a tournament, and she'd been begging me to go fish something and want to fish a tournament. And I said, okay, you know. So, you sure you don't want to just fish like we normally do? She said, oh, I want to do some sort of little tournament. see how that works. I said, all right. I said, well, Tuesday nighter might be perfect for you. It's only 3 hours. Anyway, so we went and did the Tuesday nighter this week. That was interesting, but we actually caught keepers. We just didn't catch big enough ones to win anything.
Yeah, it's been taking some pretty good sacks to win that here lately.
Yeah. This last one was the smallest one in a while.
Right.
Tuesday was the smallest one that's won it since it started. But I mean, 20 pounds and 18 pounds is what it was taking.
Yeah.
That's three fish for 3 hours.
I know. Short time and, hey, only three fish.
That's the problem. I don't, for me, when I fish Conroe tournaments, since I'm not up there pre-fishing like some of these guys that live up there, I don't fish it 4 or 5 days a week. The short tournaments are a little harder for me because you got to call your shot right. You don't got a lot of time to move or do it to figure them out.
No, 3 hours isn't much time.
No, your first spot, you better be on them. You know, where those 8 hour tournaments, if I hadn't pre-fished a lot in 8 hours, I can make adjustments. Figure it out, make adjustments, and get it done still. But in a 3 hour deal, sometimes it's hard for me to do that.
Yeah.
But they're fun. Short, sweet, and fun. Until you get home at 12:30 at night.
Feet wet anyway.
Yeah. Until I get home about 12:30 at night and have to run a saltwater trip the next morning. That's always fun.
No rest for the weary.
Yeah. But I think it's supposed to be calm for a couple more days, isn't it?
It's looking that way, but I'm not going to elaborate much on that, and I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, it's there. I mean, the fish are there. It should get really right as soon as it clears off.
Well, the way those tides came back, they roared back, and then, you know, strong outgoings, and it just keeps everything churned up. Yeah, you know, I can see it up my way because we have so much dredge silt everywhere. You know, it's understandable, but for you to have that problem over there like you did the other day, it's mind-boggling, especially since that water dropped 10, 12, 13 degrees in a lot of areas with that last run. It dropped pretty good.
Right. That's what surprised me when I saw, you know, what the bay looked like yesterday. The middle of that bay, it didn't look like those water temperatures. You know, it looked like a summertime.
Right.
Hard southwest summertime. It was just a mud pit out in the middle.
Well.
But it's bound to clear up sooner or later with these calmer winds.
Hopefully so. All right, Tommy boy, I got to run. I got to head to South Padre next. If somebody wants to call you about fishing, we'd give them some info how they can reach you, bud.
Yes, sir. Pretty easy. Facebook, Tommy Alexander, or my phone, always the best. If I don't answer, send a text or whatever you like to do. At 979-709-8242.
All right, buddy. Well, it's always good talking to you, Tommy. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. We're going to try.
All right, bro.
All right.
Later. All right, now let's go down to South Padre. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Brian Barrera. Hey, Brian, good morning. How are you, bud?
Good morning, sir. How you doing today?
Couldn't be better. It's all good.
All righty. Yeah, I'm just getting up for work, getting ready to run out and do some fishing. I might... a little calm today, so I might stop in at the jetties and hang out, check that out, and
right,
see how that goes, and maybe get on a couple of big redfish. Who knows what's going on out there? And then we're probably going to run up into the flats for a little bit. Flats fishing's been very, very good. Everybody's been catching a bunch of fish, so I'll probably get up in the mix and get on some myself. Wow. Afternoons have been a little bit better with that moon kind of in the air. And late evenings, you know, rather than mornings. But, I mean, shoot, seems like people are doing pretty good both morning and afternoon. I fished a double yesterday. We went out early and snook fished. Went out through some topwaters around. Topwater bite was kind of slow. I'm figuring that maybe that chilly weather that we got.
James, the last couple of days may have sent
these fish back down to the bottom because they were in top waters last week. But they weren't this time. So, you know, we ended up bouncing some jigs around, and I think we got maybe four nice snook, a nice big flounder, and a nice trout. So nothing too crazy, but good enough in the morning. Then the afternoon came, and I think we got, maybe 14 redfish.
Right.
So it was very good. It was a good day yesterday. And then, you know, leading up to that, you know, I've fished, I guess, every day this week so far. And leading up to it, the fishing has been pretty decent. I mean, Monday I had a wade fishing trip, and we wade fished. I think we maybe just five, six redfish and some trout. And let's see. Trying to figure out the rest. Yeah, just another day of snook fishing, too, throwing topwaters and jigs. It was okay, nothing special. Saturday, I believe we got a five-man limiter redfish. So, you know, there's just a, I guess, I'm wondering if, yeah, that was a pile of them. And that was in you know, two drifts.
Yeah, got 15 rubber lips laying on the table. That's a, break out the knives, man.
Drag screaming.
Yep.
But it was good. That was for my fiance. Brought some friends, had some friends of hers coming in town, so it ended up being five of us. We all went out and had a good time. That was good, you know, and then, you know, the other scattered days, you know, I'm guessing that with, because our west side of our bay looks like, you know, not only chocolate, but it's got that dark chocolate look to it, like the tea, like, you know, that fresh water.
Yeah, from all that rainwater, right.
Yeah, yes, sir. So it's just a ton of flooding, and that whole west side just doesn't look like it should. So I've been avoiding it, but I think that might be what caused, like, there's just a humongous school of redfish hanging out in the east side, you know, on the sand, and just seems that like all the boats are in there putting the hammer on them. And I'm wondering if that fresh water's got them all kind of moved out into the middle of our fishery.
It might have them pushed over, you know, piled up like that. It'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way we fish up here, you know. Fresh water can, if you don't get too much of it, you know, we don't get any severe flooding, but it can stage up a lot of fish for you. Sure, concentrate them.
Mm-hmm. That's what seems to be happening right now.
You just got to play
the game,
man.
Most people that I see are just anchored up, you know, fishing with, like, cut bait, and they're whacking them like that. So, you know, we were drifting with artificials and then wading with artificials. And we managed to do pretty good. So I'm sure the bait guys are really putting the hammer on them, you know.
Right.
But other than that, it's been pretty good. And I get to go hang out at the jetties today, switch it up a little bit. So who knows what's hanging out there? Maybe we'll get a big one.
Yeah, our jetties were on fire yesterday from what I saw on social media. You know, sharky stuff. They were smoking them, loading the boat.
Well, yeah, it should be a good bite. I mean, like you said, we're coming up on this full moon. I'd be willing to bet it's probably 90-something percent today.
95. You're spot on. Yep.
There it is. Yeah, so should be a good couple of days here. I mean, should be good for us.
And one then, of our full moons, usually, we're supposed to have a pink moon, I think, on our second full moon in this phase.
Well, so usually we'll do pretty good leading up to the full moon, then the couple of days after it'd be kind of tough.
Yeah, sometimes the backside can be pretty dismal.
Mm-hmm.
But I like fishing up to the full moon and you know, the first two full ones. We get a lot of good fish movement, and these fish move good.
Yes, sir.
Get them moving around, get hungry.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. You know, I'm hoping that happens. I'm hoping, you know, that these tarpon will start showing up sometime soon, and I can start doing some stuff like that. But, you know, we're getting ready. You know, May is usually when we get our first bull red run at the inlet over there and start really wearing them out. But I know there's already a few of those hanging around, a few bull reds. But
yeah,
I haven't seen anything too crazy. It's still, I mean, water temperature is still, you know, 72 or something.
That's about what. But it's working its way up.
Sorry.
That's about what our water temps are hanging right now up here too. Same, pretty much the same.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know that's it's a trending thing. You know, once it usually gets to be about 70 degrees is when a lot of new life starts to show up on our in our bay system, and in our near shore stuff. You know, we'll start getting a lot more of bait fish coming into the inlet, and then, you know, mm-hmm. we start getting a lot of bull reds, a lot of tarpon. We'll start getting a bunch of jack crevalle flowing in, and all of a sudden, it's when you're fishing on the bay, and all of a sudden you accidentally hook a huge jack crevalle, you know. So that's the kind of stuff that starts coming along with that 70 to 75 degree water temp.
Right. Yeah, you start getting your sharks and jacks and on your mullet runs, and here we go.
Yep, yep. My client told me that he saw a shark on the flats yesterday,
mm-hmm.
or day before yesterday. So yesterday he told me about it. But, yeah, I mean, we usually don't see him on the flats this early, but, you know, it's getting a little warmer a little earlier this year, I guess. I was surprised we got that cold front last week. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it was more than I thought it was going to be. Pretty chilly Monday and Tuesday morning up here.
Yeah, I told my
people. Made the boat ride. Wish you had more clothes on, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I was wearing a long john.
Yeah.
I told my people, I said, kiss this weather goodbye, because this has got
to
be the last cold front we're getting.
Get that outer layer of bibs on.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, Brian, if somebody wants to come down to Port Isabel and do the thing with you, snook or what have you, how they get a hold of you, buddy?
Sure. I do have some good openings coming up in May. If anybody would like to give me a call, it's area code 956-755-9413. Or check out the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, Brian. Well, have a good weekend. Catch them up. Wish you the best.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian. See you, man. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.